The Capitol Hill testimony of General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker was at times dramatic, but in the end not surprising. Their message, the surge should be allowed to wind down by next summer, and the overall strategy in Iraq should remain almost unchanged. General Petraeus repeated over and over again that this was his professional military opinion, but the recommendations echo what the Bush administration has been hinting at for weeks. And this got us thinking. General Petraeus has an obligation to follow the orders of the commander-in-chief, and he's promised to tell the truth to Congress. What if duty and truth don't necessarily match up? Dick Cohn is a history professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and former historian of the U.S. Air Force. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you. Thanks.
Now, I wanted to break this down. If a military officer is speaking to his commander about a situation on the battlefield, he has to tell the truth, right?
No question about that. It's a professional obligation and it's functional.
Now, what is the protocol when armed forces personnel go before a group of senators, civilians? What ethics are they bound by?
I think you have to distinguish the ethics of speaking to a public audience and testifying before Congress. In both instances, they're duty-bound to enunciate administration policy and to support the policy and the choices and the decisions of their chain of command, the Secretary of Defense, the President, and any officers above them. But in their testimony before Congress, when asked for their personal opinion, they then have to give that and to tell the truth if there is any difference with administration opinion. There's a longstanding tradition that when they are confirmed for these high positions, they're always asked, will they tell their honest opinion, even if it differs with the administration? And they always say yes, otherwise they wouldn't be confirmed.
Did you get to see any of the testimony of General Petraeus?
I only saw excerpts of it.
He said that he hadn't cleared any of his testimony with the president, but at the same time, this was a crucial public relations moment for the administration.
There's no question that General Petraeus was put in the squeeze that his, many of his predecessors have been, but I think an even more intense one because of the hype and the buildup of this testimony demanded by the Congress and in the midst of a very controversial war. And he had to walk a very fine line, it seems to me. He tried very hard to be responsive. The fact that he had at the very beginning to say he hadn't cleared his testimony suggests just how intense and conflicting the pressures were.
General Petraeus spoke with reporters today about the situation in Iraq. To what extent does he have to actually tell the truth to reporters, or does he reflect administration spin?
I think he does. I think he's got to always tell the truth in terms of the facts. But when he or she speaks to reporters, a military officer is almost always going to follow administration policy.
Well, good to know. Dick Cohn is a history professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He's an expert on civilian-military relations. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on your show.